Welcome to the Bible Girl Podcast. I'm Jessica Robinson, and I have a great love for God's Word, journal writing, and gel pens in every color. I combine these loves into one great passion, studying God's Word. Happy New Year. I'm coming to you on the last day of 2015. Just wanted to very briefly share something with you. This is just like a little mini podcast just to introduce something that I decided kind of last minute to do. I was thinking about trying something a little different for my listeners. I like to occasionally do some little freebies or extra things for you. I decided to do something that I've been enjoying lately, and that is writing out scripture by hand. I feel that the benefits of it are numerous and it's quite enjoyable. And I thought it would be fun to kind of come up with some scriptures that we could write out together each day throughout 2016. So I will be posting at the beginning of the month. I will be posting the newest theme. In fact, I'm going to try to get it up a couple of days before the first of the month. Look for it around the 29th or 30th of most months, and we'll get it up onto the blog, and you can download it. I'll have it in two formats for you, an 8.5 by 11 that you can hole punch and put in a binder, and then I'll have a 4 by 6 card size that you can cut out and take with you, portable, just to tuck into a journal or your planner or a notebook or your Bible or something like that. Our first theme each month will have a theme, and all the scriptures will go along with that. And since it's a new year and a new month, and January to me has always said new things, we are going to do a theme of all things new, and we'll be talking about new, all kinds of new things as we read through these scriptures. All you do with the scripture writing is you just open the passage in your favorite translation and write it out, whether you write it out on a notebook or just on a piece of scrap paper or a journal, or maybe you have a special notebook that you keep sermon notes in. You could do it in there, loose leaf paper. You could write it out on whatever you want in whatever translation you'd like. If the passage is short, then sometimes I like to write it in a different translation as well, just to kind of get a little contrast and a little more understanding of the passage. The thing that's nice about this is because the passages are short, I've chosen, I think they're all 4 verses or less this month, except for one passage that's 5 verses. So most of them are 2 or 3 verses or 4 verses. And so because it's short and doable, it's really easy for you to just take a couple of minutes and sit down and read through the scriptures and write them out. But the slower process of writing forces your mind to think, and it causes you to really think about what you're writing as you copy it. So I think there's something there in that for us, that there's a blessing in slowing down and not just reading through a scripture passage just to check it off a list or to move on to the devotional for the day or whatever, but to actually slow down a little bit, to write out the words in our own handwriting. That really helps it sink into our brain. We retain more of what we write down. That is scientifically proven. That's why so many instructors, like in college classes and high school classes, know this. And that's why they tell you, take notes, write it down. Because there's the very act of writing something on paper causes your mind to recall it at a better pace later on. But also there is something that's a little special about this, because there's a respect for scripture that we take it seriously enough to really ingest it and make it our own. And there's a interesting passages in scripture where God tells the Hebrews to write it down, to write down the word of the law and to pass it on to their families, write it on their doorpost of their home. Also, in the Old Testament, new priests and kings would recopy the scriptures in their own hand. It was a way for them to understand the law. It was a way for them to know what was in there in a way that just reading through it could not do. And so we certainly have a scripture precedent for this. And I would encourage you to give it a try if it's something that seems interesting to you. The first list is on the blog, and that leads me to my last news for the day. I finally have registered an actual website for the Bible Girl podcast blog. I've been floating around several different formats in the last year and a half or so, just trying to find something that worked. And Tumblr, it works well, but it's a little confusing for people sometimes, so I decided to get my own domain name, and now my Tumblr blog points to it. So if you want to go to the Bible Girl Podcast blog, that's all it is, BibleGirlPodcast.com, and you can go there and you'll find show notes, you'll find the scripture writing passages each month, you'll find both lists, the larger list and the 4x6 list there. I'll also post other things of interest that might appeal to you throughout the days ahead. One other thing I'll be doing is putting up there a download that you can use to print out your scriptures that has our little Bible Girl logo on it and has some lines for you if you would like to put them into maybe a 3-ring binder and kind of keep them organized. So I'm going to put that up there on the website as well. So stop by BibleGirlPodcast.com and check it out. Lots of new things coming for the year. We've updated our logo. We've got a good website now. I'm working a little bit on some themes. We're going to be doing the scripture writing themes each month, and I'm going to do a couple series next year that I'm really looking forward to. So great things are in store for Bible Girl. Remember, you can email me if you would like to at BibleGirlPodcast@gmail.com, and you can send me those emails. And I love hearing from my listeners. It means a lot to me to know that you're listening. I hope you have a blessed and wonderful 2016. My prayers are for each of you that God will bless you, that you will see His hand at work in your lives, and that you will end 2016 knowing that God was faithful and good to you in the midst of whatever happened. Happy New Year.